Broadcasted live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
Guys, data, footy. Mogonzi, I'm on a roll today. Do you understand? Now, on the socials, there is a comedian, Drasky, right? And the comedian's over-the-top parody, right? It's about... you know charismatic churches in America, like dramatic. But the Abu Pastor, they are flying. There's fire. Like literal fire.
Fireworks.
Do you understand? Everything. There is, Bona, you name it, there's smoke. Like it's over the top. So this comedian, over the top, a parody, draws both praise and backlash as it exposes the spectacle and controversy of a modern mega church culture, right? Have churches become too theatrical? And why do you go to church? For the message, the prayers, or the spectacle? Mbali?
Very interesting. Firstly, looking at that pastor, that is hilarious. I mean, why do you want to be Chris Brown in a church? You know, we can go to a concert for that.
Yeah.
And I think I'm very traditional. Yeah. I still want a very quiet, mellow, serious space. You know, and it must be taken seriously because it is the house of the Lord.
Yeah.
So I'm very traditional in that sense. I don't think I would be the one to go to that church. But at the same time, I enjoy a band at a church.
Yes.
You know, so I enjoy like the Hillsong kind of vibe.
Yeah.
I enjoy that. And, you know, just the mood it puts you in. But that is a bit too dramatic. We can't be having Chris Brown in church. Sorry.
So the interesting part where Nambali is that he's making fun of those churches that are all dramatic. Right. And unfortunately, there are people that are like, no, why are you doing that? You can't be making fun of our charismatic churches.
No, but it's the truth. I mean, it's a joke. Like, why are you trying
that's
to be like, no, let's just stick to the basics of what church is. And he's right. And he's well within his right to make fun of them. Because, I mean, really now, guys, you know, as much as we're trying to make church to be a space where, you know, you are appealing to everyone and the young people. But, I mean, he's taking it a bit too far.
Loser.
Can I talk to somebody this morning?
Hallelujah.
Can I say a word this morning?
Shandra.
I don't think you hear me this side. I want to go this side.
Fire.
Shade.
Rich.
Yeah, like Mbali said, it's hilarious. And I think what I found interesting was the fact that it's not the first time something like this has happened.
Yeah.
There's also another popular pastor. I think his name is Michael Todd.
Yeah.
At some point in one of his sermons, there was a bed.
On the stage.
Yeah, there was a bed on the stage. I don't know what scripture he was preaching, but there was a bed on the stage. At some point, he tore the Bible on the stage because he was trying to drive a message home. So it's not the first time. I think the desperation for relevance, particularly to appeal to young people, is the reason why churches are going in this direction. Because recently, I think he did a rendition of one of Kendrick Lamar's songs.
I know. Yes,
exactly.
I heard it.
Like, go busy.
Yes. I'm traumatized. I don't want to go to that church. And now we're in a space where we're parents now and we're teaching our children to walk in this light with us as well. I cannot go and explain why this pastor was now tearing apart the Bible.
Yeah.
No. What happened to just common space where Raya, Rivula Bible, Kopalinseng, Hosanna 40? Like, what happened to that?
Yeah.
I want that.
Yeah, you know, completely off topic. Sliz also reminding me that politicians also do it, right?
Yes.
We've seen it in Parliament.
Yes.
I mean, there was a time when we sent him Rosie when he was still a politician, and he recited one of Rick Ross's songs, and he used it in his speech. Same as our former finance minister as well, Malusi Kikaba.
Yeah.
I think people want to be relevant and they want to make headlines. So I suppose maybe sometimes, you know, they knock on those doors for some inspiration, if I can put it that way.
Listen, church is a safe space. We're here to share a message, common goals. Where is the line? Like, where do we draw the line as to, why are we coming on fire?
Mind you, this video had 43 million views in one day.
They were just shocked.
Wow. 43 million. Yes, Lou?
But really, really be staying.
Like,
if we're being practical, do you really think people will hear the word if you're not? I mean, we need a little bit of drama, don't you think?
Yeah, we need to trend.
Absolutely. So Jesus can hear us.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Can I get an amen? Talking about spectacle, my darling.
I've attended one such a church and I couldn't even stand 15 minutes of it and I left immediately. But I'm Roman Catholic and we do things very strictly. Like, there's no drama, no theatrics, nothing. But there are two pastors who stand out for me. They both late, may they rest in peace. One was extremely funny. He was a comic and a half. And the other used to baptize us every first week of the month. And that baptism felt more like a shower. That's how much he spread that water. But other than that, I like my church peaceful. I like it organized, not a lot of noise, good choristers. I'm happy.
My bad. We're talking about all these charismatic churches that are making everything so theatrical. But then so much water, girl. Wow. Wow, wow, wow. Let's have another listen here.
Ladies, man, tumbaza. I used to respect mfundisi. Just like izangoma nje zamanje isangoma bowusaba kudala to respect isangoma masivela isangoma awusibheki nokusibheka nje hayi izangoma zamanje nalabafundisi bamanje hayi yonke le nto le umdlalo nje dlala kodwa lo.
Now, of course, this video by Drasky, the comedian, sparked polarized reactions online, with supporters praising its critique of the church exploitation and critics condemning it as disrespectful to the faith. And are they now saying that, this thing, this spectacle should actually continue?
These pastors bashapake wanting to trend, relevant man, social media man, and I don't understand. It's no longer about Mudimu, it's about them. You know, they made themselves the demigods, you know, and it's the problem comes in when they want to be worshipped instead of them pointing people to God. And in Totabadita man, it's next. There was a point where Mike Todd was preaching a sermon. I never think they were dancing on the stage. When man, concert, bum shorts, who's pretty much a lady, got a strip club. I can understand, man. But I guess who's on album Zanti? But just what you know, a little petrol, a little grass. Hi, man. No, man. I think we just need to go back to the old traditional mainline churches, you know, because these theatrics.
You know what? You raised a very important point there. The problem is everybody wants to trend. Everybody wants to trend. Everybody wants to be on everyone's lips. And is it really worth it?
Morning, ladies. You know, when you go to a church and there's such props, where it's a whole bed and there are theatrics, you just know you're in the wrong church. Imagine and the pastor, what is happening? You are definitely on the wrong church. Church is to minister the inner man, which is the spirit, because we are spirits. So once you start doing these things, I went up with false prophets straight.
And mind you, you came with the problems in your mind, and you're going to live with problems in your mind.
More not problems.
Feeling, you understand? And
more.
You're not feeling better, but you know what you're going to be talking about after. Oh, did you see Mfundisi? Like, did you see the money that he was throwing?
Cut machine, you take away all the negative stuff. You add on to your own burdens.
Exactly.
Spiritually, you are burdened even more.
Mm. Like, the focus shouldn't be on them. It should be on us. Man. Come on.
I know it's a bit dramatic. There's nothing wrong with these pastors flying and the fires and the what. But in Alam Zantis, Namason, Taban, Bayangain, to go, Gunamache, Rico, Gunanani, Abantubaya, Champa, Abanyabagaba, Jucha, and Abanyabatelang, Amatum. Hey, so yeah, worship. Any which way that pleases you. The traditional part of the church, oh well.
So basically, just do you, boo.
Good morning, ladies. That's my preferred church if I go to church. It doesn't sit right with certain things that they do. Often go by my celebrity more than anything else, and they just want to do things differently, and they don't read. I don't think they read their Bible carefully, these people, sometimes. Because even our sermons are all about you tithing and come and bring money in church, kugcwale and all that, you know. So I, nah, leyabo pastor bandizayo. It doesn't work.
Bafuna ukutrenda and bafuna imali mngani wami.
Good morning. Good morning, Bonaline team. You, I, Nashem Tabakere Zainile, but I must say, because I just feel like it's a business. But anyway, throughout my life, I'm 43 years old. I must say, he's also late. Muruti Mabi, Wakoti Kloof, Lutheran Church. Oh, Yako Zone 1. That man, what I loved about him, whenever Arera, you know how Walebana, he could change the way he talks, because what's about how you approach children or youth in this manner, Leba Hole and stuff like that. I remember he took us on a trip a week before Kototoma Misa Kokerekeng, and you know, us being the teenagers, just to snack in alcohol, Kokumbi. And then I started about a moko packing and I received a hello, Naliyetang. And then he just laughed at us and was like, get only bolaya. But he could understand, you know, we just being kids and stuff like that.
I think the problem is people believe that they'll find redemption at church, not understanding that you on your own can worship the Lord and worship, like be in touch with the Lord. You don't need a church, you don't need a pastor. So now Christians and most religions believe Uti, the only place you can be in touch with the higher power is going to church. That's why they'll keep playing with them the way they're playing with them, right? That's why they'll make them eat snakes and eat grass and drink, petrol.
Hey, Bunolo, you know what? My churches of these days, you know, you want deliverance. Pastor, you must lasela $1,500 to buy something on an altar. If you want deliverance, you must pop out $25,000. Is it a business or what? I mean, I'm sad because mina ngithenga ithing funi deliverance bangitshela nge $1,500 that I need to deposit. Imagine, hayi ngubi emhlabeni kaJehova. Sesifanele uJehova wethu simthandaze ngemali.
Deliverance is a toll gate, Chomi.
This thing of pastors is getting out of hand. That's why now they are losing respect from the public. Even myself, I don't go to church, but I believe in God. But the pastors, they're traumatic. I wonder that thing, yeah, Chris Brown of hanging in the air singing. There's a pastor who does that. Like, why would you do that if a pastor, like, hanging with the saints in a stadium preaching? Like, no, just getting out of hand. Just getting out of hand. So they're the ones who are making people lose respect for them, but not all of them are like that. But this is what's happening. The pastors are something else.
What a spectacle, my dear friend.
Okay, I hear you. Nama pastor, I enter nabo pastor bayenzani. Yeah, I hear that. Stinging ala banta babalalelay. The people who will go again after pastor namhlanje kule Sunday aflayila zenzu Chris Brown. The next Sunday we are kids. Afuthi you going back to the same church. What are we saying about those people? Nyambono pastor linda yenzayo. Okay, sharp as it's Andy. We don't understand what's happening. What about the followers? I mean, it's like the blind leading the blind, the fool following the fool. Gwenzalan.
I'm telling you, we're all confused and we're all just watching all of this spectacle.
If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.